Kirizi, thanks so much for chatting to us this afternoon.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, look, exercise-related New Year's resolutions are pretty typically the ones kind of gone by the end of January. Why do you think that is?
I think people are kind of setting really unrealistic goals, like, way too soon. I think having a plan or something that's going to be achievable in a short amount of time is going to be way more motivating than setting really big goals, because you can have that big goal in mind, but, you know, you kind of want to chip away at smaller goals, and that will keep you on track.
So I know everybody's different in this regard, but what would be an example? What would a more manageable goal look like, do you think?
Well, let's say you want to run a marathon. That's kind of like your 2021 goal. I would say thinking that you're going to hit a marathon in the first 3 months, because people are often wanting to see results soon, right? So I would break it down. Okay, what's less than a marathon? You've got a half marathon. What could you do before that? Maybe even just a 10K or a 5K, and trying to set time frames that you can tick off those smaller goals so that you can eventually get to that goal. Or maybe a pull-up, like you said. The one pull-up, maybe you could have got done in that year, but if you, you know, do the back strengthening stuff, you do all that stuff, you'll take the steps to get to that pull-up, you know?
Yeah, that goal has been, it's been shifted to this year. I'm on a mission. I'm going to do it this
You'll
year.
You'll get it. Don't worry.
Thank you. So a lot of people, one thing that, you know, a lot of people get into is roping someone into it to keep you accountable, getting a friend involved. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, it definitely can. I mean, having a buddy is going to be really helpful with staying on track, because you're not always going to feel like going to the gym, but your friend might that day, and that's what's going to save you from falling off track. Like, some people are really independent and they can stick to their goals if you're really intrinsically motivated, but a lot of the time, if you're fresh, a buddy is going to be a great go-to. Like, you can even link up your Apple Watches these days to track what you guys are doing, so, you know, it is a good idea.
So you can't even lie about it. The technology's going to be telling
no,
you.
No, you can't hide. I can see everything. I have to get my clients on there.
And so for people who, you know, 2021, it's been an interesting year in 2020, to say the least. You know, we've decided this year is the year we're going to jump on it and, you know, start with our fitness goals, but really has no idea where to start. What would you say?
Look, I would say if you can afford it, reach out for your first couple of sessions to speak with a professional, because it can be really daunting if you don't know anything about any type of exercise, and just investing in that initial consultation with either a trainer or just having a meeting with the staff in your gym that you sign up to can be really helpful to just educate you on what the options are, and you can kind of get a feel for what you need. So, you know, your strengths, your weaknesses, especially if you're coming from an injury previously, it's good to get into it safely and you know that they're going to be educating you on what you need. So if you can, you know, seek a consultation with a professional, that's ideal. But if not, just go to a gym that's got a wide variety of, you know, a wide variety of training. You know, then you can just find what type of training you like and you'll be more likely to stay on track because you're enjoying it.
Well, Kirizi, we really appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.